Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. Next Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode from Help I Sex and My Boss, where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. You went for a massage yesterday.
I did, yes. After all that book signing, I needed some tension release. Now, I am not a massagey person. Some people either love them, others hate them. I detest massages. Never really had one in my life. I think I had one and hated it, but I felt I needed one. Apparently, I've got a very knotty back.
Oh, It's the stress.
Yes. It's all the executive tension that I carry in me. Well, anyway, I mean, I had it done. I mean, I hated absolutely every second of it, but my back did feel better at the end.
I had one recently, and I've only ever had, I think this will be my second or third. And I would highly recommend it, but I like a firm massage.
A deep tissue?
Yeah. So at one point she had her elbow dug in. She was like digging her elbow in and it's great. And you're like, I fell asleep as well. I was snoring at one point.
And then How could you fall asleep?
At the end of it, it was when I was in Devon a couple of weeks ago. Okay. It was the end of it. And they're like playing like whale music and she had like this steam coming. And at the end of it, I was like...
Steam?
Like this little mist thing just to set the ambience.
Okay.
At the end of it, it was really nice. She went, "All right, my love, now we're done. I'm just going to pop out the room and I'll be back in a minute." I was like, oh, she was great. It's
really nice, good. Lovely. Yeah. How long was yours?
An hour.
Oh, no, I only had 30 minutes.
It was meant to be an hour and a half, but I was like, I'll probably...
You finished early.
Story of my life. So I thought an hour would be fine. Yeah.
Good. Well, obviously this is our Friday bonus, but when we come back next week on our Tuesday... We've never done this before. I'm slightly dreading it, but it's going to be fine. We're going to do a Halloween-themed episode.
Oh. Okay.
I can't stand Halloween. I think I'd rather have a four-hour massage than do about 1 minute of Halloween, but...
We've done Halloween episodes before, I'm sure.
Not where we've dressed up, Jordan, but we are dressing up in a very familiar but a very different way.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So okay. We'll see how that goes out. I think I've got the easier ride, as it were.
Okay.
I think you've got it harder than me.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued.
But we'll find out on Tuesday.
Any little kids knock on your door at Halloween, you won't give them any sweets?
No, taser them.
You can't taser children. We've talked about this.
Well, don't knock on my door.
Did you never go trick-or-treating with your mum and dad on
Halloween? Because we lived in the country. There was nobody around us.
Yeah, but they could have took you to a local estate.
No.
No?
No.
No.
They didn't.
I took my nephews once around Burnley. It was class.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it's
What's the going rate in Burnley? What do you give the kids?
Sweets. Like preferably
Haribo
in a wrapper. You can give them a pack of Haribo. Just get loads of sweets in.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they give you a digestive biscuit, you just egg the house.
Marzipan fruit?
No.
No.
I did get once a French fancy, and I thought that was good. They were giving out French fancies.
Oh, I'm suddenly in the mood for a French fancy. Pink, yellow, or brown?
Ooh, I'm going to go for the yellow.
Oh, okay, I'll have the pink one.
Yeah. What's the brown one? Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh. What's the pink one?
Strawberry.
What's the yellow one?
Lemon. I mean, you don't need to...
Oh, no, I want the lemon one.
You don't need to be Alan Turing to crack that code.
No, I don't like lemon. I'll go for the pink one.
Okay.
Strawberry or brown.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think, Jordan, so exciting.
I really want a French Sandy.
French Sandy?
French fancy now.
It's time for another Etiquette Explained.
Whee! Now, as you know from social media, William has gone viral because of his etiquette tip videos. So, on our bonus, we like to pick one of the videos that William's posted and then we get him to elaborate a bit on it. This week, we went with your iced coffee etiquette video.
Yes.
Very fitting at this time of year.
Yeah, you're probably not drinking iced coffee at this time of year anymore, but when I posted it a couple of weeks ago, it was probably just on the cusp.
I was very into iced coffee this summer.
It's good, it's very refreshing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, I've never had it before.
Do you have it black or with milk?
Without milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I used to get them every day on the way into work.
Did you? Well, I hope you drank them politely.
Okay.
Now, here is the audio of my tip. I think it's up to 7 million views, quite a low-performing one, on social media.
Drinks with a straw like this are bound to annoy your co-workers when there are a few droplets left. We don't want to hear any of this. Awful. Instead, this is where you ditch the straw, lay it down on a tissue to one side, and drink from the cup.
I swear you make this shit up as you go along.
Well, there is an element of that, but that is correct etiquette. Because, look, again, you work in an office. I don't really work in an office. When I'm working, not here, I'm at my own desk. But it would be terribly irritating to hit... Imagine if everyone in the office was doing that.
So you're saying take the straw out.
Have the straw to begin with when it is full of coffee, iced tea, whatever you're having. Doesn't matter if it's not coffee or tea. But then when it comes to those last few dregs... Down it, not use a straw.
Yeah, but it's better out the straw.
That's fine.
What about
but
a milkshake? Because you can't really slurp it. You've got to slurp the milkshake.
Same thing applies. Use the straw for most of it. Bring the boys to the yard. Take the straw out. Down the rest of it.
I've not had a milkshake for years. I used to get a milkshake at McDonald's. And then when you find out how many...
Strawberry, chocolate or lemon?
Strawberry. It was always strawberry. And then when you find out how many calories are in a milkshake...
Oh, is it bad?
It's fine when you're 19, 20. I mean, if you're listening to this and you don't matter how old you are, live your life. But yeah, I think the milkshake's pretty much the same as the burger, isn't it? Or more. Yeah. But okay. Bloody good.
Do you have any, obviously, when you go into work, it's an office environment. Are there any sort of bad habits that other people do that annoy you? Whether it's drinking from straws or not? I don't know how people can work in open plan offices. I'm very glad I don't have to work in
Would
one.
That do your head in?
Absolutely do my head. Like, stop talking to me.
A lot of people say now they get more work done when they're at home, because obviously in the office you get stopped and stuff.
Yeah, and people chat and, oh, they want to be a friend.
That's part of the office environment.
Well, it shouldn't be. It should be single offices or maybe sharing two people.
I'm just used to it. What, in an actual room?
Yeah, how it used to be.
Is it... They're all open. I've only ever known an open plan office.
I mean, I don't mind if you want to have glass walls. That's fine. I think it's better for all sorts of reasons to have visibility.
Do you?
But I don't want to hear what's going on over there.
But that's all part of office gossip.
Like when Mikey and I have to work from home together and we have separate desks, thankfully, but not separate offices. Just we use, as you know, the second bedroom as our study. Like if he starts talking to me or puts music on, I can't hit the roof.
I remember an old job. She'd keep us up to date. On her, I think it was her husband's, he had a boil on his douchebag.
On
what?
On his, the bit between your arse and your balls.
The bit between.
Gooch.
What's the douchebag?
I have
it's
no
what
idea.
Kelly Osborne used to call it your douchebag. Anyway, on his gooch. She used to keep us up to date on that. Sometimes you're like,
In one little anecdote is the reason why you should have glass offices.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go on to the listeners' responses. This is from Hayley from Cornwall. Another opportunity for you to do your Southwest accent.
You are.
Good afternoon, boys. I have a question for William. Oh. Why is a wake called a wake? As it's clear the person whose wake it is isn't going to wake up. Hayley in Cornwall.
Excellent question.
That's excellent. I don't know off the top of my head, but I will do that for an etymology. I'll research it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll do that next week for next week's etymology.
Well, I don't know when I'll do it. I'll put it in the system. I've already got Earl Grey to do as well.
Well, all right.
God. But I'll do it at some point.
People do 14-hour days digging up roads, and you're whinging because you've got to Google why a wake's called a wake. Come on.
Excuse me?
Get real. Some people are on their feet all day working in shops and stuff, and you're whinging because you've got a Google what a wake is, a real cray.
Excuse me, for your feature, all you do is read out bad jokes from other people.
Yes, but at least I come prepared.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
The scripts were shared in the group chat last night, so...
Oh, the scripts were shared in the group chat last night for research purposes.
Did you read any of them? I did actually, because I changed it to put William explains slash Jordan challenges or agrees.
Oh yeah, I added that one this morning.
This is from Jean. Hi William and Jordan. After I heard William laughing at Jordan talking about poor Frank the dog, I had to write in with my inappropriate laughing moment. I giggled away at my grandmother's funeral as the vicar had a microphone on him during the hymns, and he was the worst singer ever. My shoulders were bouncing up and down, trying to contain my giggles, and a lady behind me placed her hand on my shoulder and whispered, "We all miss her too." Thank you, Jean. Yes, there is something about funerals that are quite funny, because you're not meant to laugh.
My cousin got me some tissues. I was crying at my grandma's funeral. She pulled out a tissue. She pulled out a pair of knickers in her handbag. We just laughed.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, laughing is the tonic that they need to cope with grief.
And my cousin, I'll never forget this, Tom, one of the best jokes I've heard at my granddad's funeral, our Paul. He said, you about the jelly baby that went to the doctors with an STI? Shagging all sorts.
You see, that's a joke that would have worked nicely.
Told me that at my granddad's funeral before we went in. I was about 12 as well. So I was getting daggers from my family. I didn't laugh.
No.
I cried.
And this is from Andrew. Hi, William, Jordan and EPB. On a recent episode during William's etymology about the word posh, Jordan brought up the history of why we Aussies call the English Poms. While the Prisoner of Mother England story is a widely held belief, it, like the port-out starboard home reason for the term posh, is not supported by evidence. The more likely source of the term is believed to be that when new immigrants arrived from England, because of the heat they became flushed, they had rosy cheeks, and were referred to as pomegranates, which was later shortened to pommies and subsequently poms. Pomegranates obviously being that very red colour. All the best, Andrew.
I hope it was Prisoner of
Mother England. Well, yeah. Andrew is saying there is, like posh, there is no historical evidence to back that up, but there is obviously historical evidence to back up pomegranates.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Andrew obviously researched that in great detail, like I do, rather than Googling for William's etiquette etymology.
Do you go to your etiquette box and...
Yes, and I fact-check, I verify.
So which etiquette book was...
I consult a team of professionals.
Which etiquette book was the iced coffee problem in?
It's in Michael Myers' Etiquette Made Easy. And you weren't expecting me to say one.
Michael Myers?
No. Micah, my colleague Micah.
Oh.
It's in hers, I think. Or maybe it's in the blue one of hers. But anyway... It is in a book.
Mike Myers off of Shrek.
No, Micah.
Does an etiquette book.
No.
That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
That'll do, Jordan.
What's your favourite Mike Myers film?
Well, other than Shrek.
You've never seen Shrek?
What else has he done?
Wayne's World?
No, never seen it.
Austin Powers?
Never seen it.
Get away.
Never seen
it. Right, we're going to do an Austin Powers night one night.
We're not.
I'd
rather watch Gavin and Stacey.
You've never seen Austin Powers?
No.
I've seen them all. They were my favourite films as a kid.
That says so much.
You've never seen Austin. They were so funny.
I don't even think I've seen a clip.
No. That got gaga maga. You know, the...
Having a stroke?
There's a character in it called... This is how much I love it. There's a,
oh, God.
There's a character in Austin Powers called Fat Bastard.
Right.
Have you not never seen it?
I saw it a long time ago.
It's so funny. Even Stenk would see that stinks. No?
No.
Okay.
Have you watched them recently? Are you actually going to watch them back and go, I think my level of humour has risen up to the sophistication of Kevin and Stacey?
Minimi, stop humping the laser. You've never seen them.
Right, start the car.
Dr. Evil.
Oh, I've heard of Dr. Evil. And there's,
what was the baddie on it who spoke like that? His skin used to peel and he used to pull his skin off and eat it and go, well, shave that for later. Where's your fascia? Your fascia.
Well, it sounds absolutely hilarious.
It's really good. Probably, I haven't seen it for a while, so if it's really problematic, Gene Davis,
it's probably hugely problematic.
Please don't come at me because I probably haven't seen it for about 20 years.
Right. So. Well, that gives us something to do.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. Beyonce's in one of them.
Sorry?
Beyonce's in one of the Austin Powers films.
Right.
Mm. For more sex and news and nonsense, sign up for producer Ben's newsletter via sexandmyboss.com.
Good to know.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, G and Divas. We're just popping up in case you're deep in episodes from years ago to tell you that very soon you can see us in the cinema.
Hello from the future. It's future William and Jordan here. Stop living in the past and get up today. On Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help I Sex and My Boss Live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexandmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexandmyboss.com/cinema.